You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Irish Heart Foundation is launching a new hard-hitting Stop Targeting Kids campaign, calling on the government to protect children in Ireland from online junk food marketing. A shocking finding yielded by their research was that 85,000 children of this generation in Ireland will die prematurely due to obesity. Now, we dispatched News Talk reporter JJ Clark to ask people, will less online marketing actually change behaviours?
I think it's a good thing that there should be less adverts for junk food, because I do believe that kids who are fed junk food for convenience end up with health problems later on in life, and this is what the problem with our hospitals.
I think it depends on how far they want to go with it. I think starting with social media is the start, but like, you see advertisements all over the place that isn't on social media. And if you think about kids out and about, you know, they're seeing ads on billboards and, you know, in shops and stuff, so I'm not sure.
I think it would, just because like, when you're on social media and TikTok and everything and you see all the ads, like, you would be very like influenced by what you see.
Yeah, I believe so. I just think people exposed to kind of junk food advertisements generally are more inclined to kind of go for it. Like, yeah, I think it's the same as kind of gambling. They're obviously reducing the kind of adverts, so it's kind of should be in line. It should have been done a long time ago, probably on both counts.
I think it possibly would change their behaviour, but I think a more effective route to change would probably be greater education.
I think possibly, yeah, because say like if you're not even hungry and then it comes up on TikTok and then you're instantly kind of just craving it, and I'd say it just makes more people buy it in general then.
For myself, like, even I'll be at home and like there'll be plenty of food in the house and I'll just find like an ad pop up and half an hour later I've spent €20 and,
exactly,
and I immediately regret it, but like, It's too easy to buy it online, so.
Yeah, I personally have a 6-year-old brother and a 3-year-old brother, and they obviously go on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, and anything they'd see, they're like, oh, mommy, like, I want this, and, you know, fast food and stuff. So, yeah, I think it does have a huge impact.
Do you have any issues yourself with junk food?
No.
How often would you have an old takeaway?
Maybe Japanese, about once a month.
Every day. Me, every day, eat fast food.
Not on a regular basis. I'm diabetic, so I'm conscious of junk food.
God, it depends on the day, I guess. Like, if there's snacks available, I tend to pick one or two.
I'm very healthy. Like, I have no issues with junk food at all, actually. I'd kind of consume it maybe, like, once a week. Like, I try and eat healthy, like, most of the time. And, like, you know what I mean? Obviously, kind of have, like, an off day, like, everyone kind of, you know what I mean, like, it kind of, I suppose, about balance, really, isn't it, like, more than anything else?
Like, I try to eat as healthy as I can, to be honest, but, like, you know, you have to have something here and there. You can't constantly eat healthy.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'd be conscious enough of what I eat, and I would try and limit maybe to one takeaway a week or whatever.
Yeah, a little too often for my liking. I like, you know, say 2 or 3 times a week, quick and easy, like working full-time and being in college. Not a lot of time to cook.
Not a lot of time to cook. Well, joining me now, the Director of Advocacy with the Irish Heart Foundation, Chris Macy. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you want to do? What do you want the government to do?
Well, I suppose what we've found in our research is saturation levels of junk food marketing to children, particularly online, that's directly manipulating their food choices and leading to overconsumption, which is fueling obesity. And as you said at the top of the report, 85,000 children, according to the state's own research, will die prematurely unless we change the trajectory of this. Mm. So the government promised to deliver a Public Health Obesity Act when it took office, to include tackling junk food marketing to children. But 2.5 years later, there hasn't been any progress. Yeah. So we want them to do three things. We want them to ban junk food marketing online. We want to move the broadcast watershed from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And we want to remove junk food ads from state-owned transport and buildings and other public infrastructure. It's absolutely crazy if you think about it, that the government is on one hand saying it's tackling junk food marketing and childhood obesity, and then on the other hand, state companies are running junk food ads on public sites.
Now, what is junk food? Which foods qualify for your ban?
Yeah, we don't want to overcomplicate this because, in the past there's been debates on products such as cheese and everything. What we're looking at here, what we want to target, is the top level of the shelf of the food pyramid. So we're talking about what are the big five in terms of junk food and children: confectionery, salty snacks, fast food, high sugar breakfast cereals, and sugar sweetened drinks. They're what we want to attack here, because they're what is really the advertising of those is distorting children's diets.
Okay, so you're saying, for example, an ad for porridge is fine, an ad for sugary snaps is not.
Yeah, and there's nutrient profiling models that can work out the intricacies of this, but we want to keep it as simple as possible.
Okay, is a vegan burger fast food from one of the big multiple, the McDonald's or Burger King's or whoever else? If they have a vegan burger, holier than thou, is that junk food?
This was something that came up a lot in the research we've done with teenagers, that they saw these ads. The ads were there were a lot of ads for them, and they were very much enticed to try them. I haven't looked at what's in them. On the one hand, you might think they're good for people. I don't know what the salt content, for example, is. It might push it into that.
Here's the rub. You have a big campaign for vegan burgers. I'm not a vegan, but I'm tempted. I'll go in and maybe buy one of these things. But instead, I go in and I buy a Big Mac, which is what I really want. So is it a bit like Heineken 00, which reminds people of maybe how much they enjoy Heineken?
Yeah, the brand advertising, works on many different levels. And, someone might try, an ad for a vegan burger might try and or might entice someone to try one of those once. But then, they'll also follow up with the Big Mac, and it puts the Big Mac into the top of mind, I suppose.
When you talk about kids and online advertising, and we heard in the Vox Pop a woman saying, I have kids, and when they see something online pops up, they want it, and I want it now. Anecdotal evidence of kids ordering pizza to the school gate. Now, I'm not sure whether that happens, but suggestion it's there that they order a pizza to be delivered at the school gate at lunchtime for their break. Is it that kind of disposable income of children that you want to target? Because otherwise, it's the parents' job to, treat a fast food adventure as a treat and not as a staple.
I think what we want people to recognise is that, there's our environmental drivers of this problem, that, the parents can't control, that ubiquity that you're talking about, the relative cheapness of junk food compared to healthy food. I suppose sedentary lifestyles comes into it as well, but also then this intense marketing of junk food. So in our research, 57% of the teenagers themselves recognise that online channels like TikTok and Snapchat, that they're accessing an average of 38 times a day, are having the biggest influence on their food choices, and over a third directly linked purchases of junk food ads online. directly linked purchase of junk food ads, of junk food to online ads. And when it came down to it, a third of the teenagers themselves actually said that they think junk food marketing should be to under 18 should be banned.
Why can't, therefore, if they think it should be banned, they've got common sense, why can't they just make sensible choices themselves?
Because, I suppose you could say, why did more than half of the populations of the Western world smoke? When they knew it was going to, there was a very high chance it was going to kill them. It's because marketing can do that. Marketing works, and that's one of the key messages in our the campaign we're launching today. There's huge amounts of exposure. We don't have Irish stats, but just in terms of the extent of junk food marketing to children, UK government figures say that under 16s are exposed to 15.1 billion junk food ads a year online. Yeah.
What happens then to international sporting events which might be sponsored by
this is a problem.
So-called junk food. Now, I'm always careful about junk food because there was a thing years ago about the McDonald's cheeseburger being perfectly nutritious as a full meal. You know, fries on the side, there's your veg, bit of lettuce inside. You got meat, you got cheese, you got carbs in the bun. So if that's your main meal, it ain't a bad main meal. It gives you the carbs you need for life. But if it's your snack at 11 o'clock in the morning, in between your meals, that's where the problem arises.
And that's where the marketing has that impact, that it entices and it encourages people to overconsume rather than just having their three meals. And really what's happened since the 60s and 70s, people had their three meals a day. And essentially what's happened in the last 40 or 50 years is that the advertising industry has created this 500 billion euro worldwide snacking industry, for want of a better description. And so it's that extra consumption that's leading to that. Just in terms of sporting events, in the last World Cup, and it's topical at the moment, we did a study that showed that in the last 16 matches, just the knockout stages, there were 1,400 ads for those. And I suppose the problem is a lot of those were in the ad breaks, but a lot of them are also pitch side. So if, the Qatari government isn't going to deal with this or whoever stages, subsequent World Cups, our children watching these games.
Well, the Qataris have issues with Budweiser beer. I don't think they have issues with the burger. But anyway, we'll have to leave it there. Chris Macy, Director of Advocacy with the Irish Heart Foundation. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, "This is what I'm meant to do." Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.